All right. Good evening, everybody. To all our folks here in Middle Tennessee, all over Southern Kentucky, listening via the internet, around the world and all the ships at sea, if you're listening, we welcome you. Edwin Lee Raymer here, the Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, again on Sunday night at 8 p.m. And my guest tonight is a lady you've seen here before a few times. I think you said this was your third trip up here. Okay, you're a professional now, and we're going to initiate you. Connor, go get the goat. And that's a bit scary, isn't it? Amelia Pont, how are you, dear?
I'm doing so great, fresh off of vacation, and I saw Wicked on the 22nd. Have you seen the new movie?
No, I have not.
Oh, gosh. No. I'm a huge fan of this musical, this Broadway musical, and they've turned it into a movie, and it was the most amazing movie. It exceeded all of my expectations. I've been singing it for 2 days now and will continue to do so for a while. Yeah.
Okay. Wicked. And you're fresh off the campaign trail.
Yep. November 5th, campaign was over. And, but that's just kind of lingering in the background.
But that's, to be fair, and I don't want to give everybody we had great candidates. All y'all were fantastic candidates. And, I mean, smart, educated people, good people, And, we just come up a little short, but it was your first time out of the gate. And a lot of people, very seldom do you win. Mm-hmm. The only one I know of that has done it recently is Hope Oliver on County Commission. Mm-hmm. And she won her seat last 2 years ago.
Well, so, we were also, we saw a red wave happen on November 5th as well. So we just had a lot of Republican voters. Like, Trump turned out his base. It was a national phenomena.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. So
they're in love with him.
Yeah.
Well, they've got what they want. Yeah, I don't want to hear a word. Yeah. They're going to get what they get.
Yeah, for sure. And so I think for a while, our response to any kind of complaint from the Republican Party here in Rutherford County needs to be, now that Republicans control everything, you can stop blaming Democrats.
Don't blame me. I don't have anything. You're on your own.
Yeah.
They get what they get, and this is what they wanted. The women that voted for him after the, and we're going to talk tonight, you are with Planned Parenthood, which I did not know.
I know.
I know. Kathy Watts, bless her heart, she rescues me all the time with guests, and I was speaking to her the other night. And then I picked up the phone, called you, and I didn't know you were with Planned Parenthood. If I did, I'd forgotten it. I did not know that.
Well, you wanted to speak to me as a candidate.
Right. And it's hard to mix the two, but now we were just talking outside here, folks. It's pretty hard in what you do with the Roe v. Wade thing to not mix politics with work at this point.
Oh, my work is 100% political. I mean, my work last year or this year was working to get Luis Mata elected in House District 49.
Sure.
So my full-time job, I spent all day managing a canvassing, a field program in Rutherford County, and then I'd get off work and I'd have to have some steam left for my own campaign.
Sure.
I'm super new to all of this, Ed. I am learning my feet, which I'm good at learning on my feet. And so I've had a really great time this year, and it makes 2026 just look so... I'm really excited about 26.
Right.
Yep. I'm buzzing.
Yeah, we've all been kicked around pretty good because of this election, but there are brighter days to come.
Well, we have a chance to change the narrative in 26 because this is going to be local election. There is no president. There is no, higher office. We can focus on all of the county commissioner seats, all the state house seats, and... so we can get away from that very toxic national...
Mm-hmm. Right, I'll agree with that. Because I saw the former Attorney General Eric Holder under President Obama, And he said, and they were talking, of course, if anyone knows national politics, he does. He said, but I cannot stress to people, it was an interview he did somewhere, and said, the importance of local elections. He said, everything from county commissioners to school board members to all that, which we have all five of our Republicans on the school board now, and that's having its repercussions. They're going over these books, and 150 of them, I got you, and... you know, we're going to take a look at them. Well, you know, what part are you going to take a look at? The front or the back cover? Mm-hmm. You know, you need to read the book. That's a bunch of reading to do, you know. Connor's on the board with us tonight. We're glad to have him here. We're going to talk about Planned Parenthood and what it means to each of us and how it is important for this community. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Connor, welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that's a little rock and roll to kick you off on a Sunday night. This is Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. And this show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM. Right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach me and Amelia tonight with your questions and comments at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And now you can also, if you're a little too shy and don't want to go on the air live, you can send me a text to my phone. That's 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. And then how do you reach us or how do you watch us? Okay, we're on Facebook Live right now. My wife listens on Alexa. You can watch us on YouTube Live, and you can catch all of my, when I'm back last night, I go on, not that I'm an egomaniac or anything, but I was looking over some of my past shows to see who I'd had and try to just refresh my memory. And all of our shows are there on YouTube. You can go to News Radio WGNS. You can go to the WGNS website. All of my broadcasts are there on podcast. I've got good friends and family that listen later in the week. They won't be listening tonight. They'll listen Tuesday or Wednesday. And, you know, they with and also, you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. And I didn't get to see her tonight. Did you get to see Angela? Was Angela here tonight when you got
here? I didn't. I always look forward to seeing Angela.
She's such a wonderful person, and the ladies with her doing such a great job on simplicity. Listen, this week, time or two, Jason Qualls on financial coaching. Good information there, and just good folks, okay? And download that app. It's pretty cool thing. So anyway, Amelia, we're going to get into this thing, Planned Parenthood. What is it? It began in 1916 by a lady called Margaret Sanger. And
it has problematic roots.
It has problematic, no doubt about it, yeah. And tell us about it. What is it for?
Like now, like what do we stand for now?
Right.
Because
I really.
Okay. You know, we have reckoned with our Margaret Sanger past.
Right.
There, you know, the CEO of Planned Parenthood has written about this. You know, we are moving forward into the future, and what we're doing at Planned Parenthood of Tennessee and North Mississippi is we're building power in Tennessee through affordable, low cost or no cost, high quality health care.
Right.
This is preventative care. These are breast exams. These are birth control. You know, all of the preventative health care that we need, sexual health care that we need, in a non-judgmental way. Comprehensive sex education. We have a fabulous education department at Planned Parenthood, and we have advocacy. So our advocacy spends the time at the Capitol. We're tracking bills. We're advocating for or against legislation. We are building power by really trying to focus in on our grassroots organizing. And so I'm moving out of field organizer for the elections. And my title at this point is grassroots, Middle Tennessee grassroots organizer.
Okay.
Because I am looking for action councils in Tennessee, Ed. Like here in Rutherford, we have RUCO Action. RUCO Action is a reproductive justice grassroots organization. And we are kind of, we bring all of the amazing things that Planned Parenthood offers, and we're trying to bring it to Rutherford County, that education, that advocacy, just making sure people are aware that we're still offering all of these preventative health care that people need, and we're not just abortion, because most of the time people see Planned Parenthood and they think that that's all we ever did.
And the protest and all that.
And they're like, does Planned Parenthood even still exist in Tennessee? And I'm like, yes, 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 yes.
Okay, because you are the largest provider of reproductive health services in the United States.
Yes.
And your services include, of course, screening and treating for STDs, prenatal care, breast care services. The list goes on.
Anything sexual health. Sexual health is not something to be stigmatized.
Mm-hmm.
These are very real issues that people deal with. Healthcare is very expensive. And we need to be able to have access to this healthcare. And Planned Parenthood just does that in such a beautiful way.
Right.
Despite all of the Knoxville Health Center was burned down by an arson. After the January 6th insurrection, the arsonist came from that rally, from that insurrection, and then our health center burnt down. It just reopened. And so we are we had a mobile health unit for a while instead, because people need this care. We also provide free condoms, Tennessee. No one has to buy condoms in Tennessee. You just call up Planned Parenthood and they'll send you a whole box.
Okay.
Yeah, like we just want this healthcare to be accessible. Like that is the key.
Yeah.
Healthcare needs to be accessible to everyone, low cost, no cost. But I really love the education department.
Right.
Sex ed, we just have abstinence only sex ed in Tennessee, and it shows with our high rates of teen pregnancy. And I am just really privileged to get to work for such an amazing team and organization. Francie Hunt, the executive director, like she is all kinds of role model for me. I really respect her and I look up to her a lot. And anytime that I don't know. I guess I'm just really looking forward to this grassroots organizing. Because I'm gonna be helping build more action councils other than RUCO Action.
Okay.
Outside of Rutherford, you know, any supporter in Tennessee, talk to me and I'll help you get started.
Now, do you have an office or a location here in Middleton, in Murfreesboro?
We have a membership at Cultivate Coworking, RUCO Action does. And so I work out of there with the membership. It's like $400 a month and we get 2 after hours events a month. We also use the conference room and the classroom upstairs, and I can just work in the open space. And so really appreciate having that place to land.
Sure.
And so that's where we hold our monthly meetings. I'm actually hosting an event there this Saturday. It's a TAP Friendsgiving, because I really want to say thank you to all of the volunteers that helped in the election cycle this year. So not just my own volunteers and door knockers, but it literally anyone. If you worked on an election in Rutherford County this year, please let me feed you. I just want to celebrate. I want to get together. I'm trying to find a good speaker maybe right now, but having that at Cultivate Coworking, and I love to do my one-on-ones there or on the square, like at Joni's.
Right.
So it's a great little locale.
Great deal. Good deal. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Amelia's going to be with us for the balance of the hour, and we're going to go, if we can, Connor, our first series of breaks, please. I'm Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Amelia Pont is our guest this evening, and Connor's on the board, and we'll be right back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, Or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone. Scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Okay, and we are back, and Connor, I believe we have a call. You have a caller for me? Caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Mr. Raymer, me. How y'all doing?
Hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are y'all? I hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving. I wanted to I know the night was rough on November 5th, but the Democrats will be back. People don't think there will be all these pundits and everything, all the right wingers and everything. They think the the great party's done. Somebody said today, if the Republican Party ever gets with the working class, they'll ever lose an election. Well, I got news for you. They don't know nothing about no working class. I got news on that. They wouldn't know work gave it fit them in the U.S. where. So they don't know nothing about no work. Donald Trump sure don't know nothing about it.
Well, and you know, there's no doubt about it.
His daddy gave him everything he ever had. He didn't get nothing. So I don't hear him so he worked.
Well, you know, and there's no doubt about it. The Democrats have some work to do. Now, there's no doubt about that.
I agree with that 100%. There's no doubt. Especially in Tennessee. I mean,
especially. Oh, yeah.
About that. I mean, when you have 75, whatever it is, the state up there, there's no way that they can get it. I'm sure y'all saw the driver's license deal. They want to pass. Did y'all see that? I'm sure y'all seen that.
Wait a minute, what now?
The driver's license deal. They want to have the immigrants have a different one or something. If you're out of some deal that the different color or something or other, that you know it makes it you're not an immigrant or something to do with the immigrants or something, a different color and all this. They want to pass it or some food system. They say, well, that's just gonna, you know, or some Republican, of course, they brought it up. Some Republican did brought the thing up. I forget who it was, but some of that different color or something to go to the DMV or something. What the deal is, y'all have to look it up. Of course, they got the grocery tax. They don't want that. That woman in Nashville put that up to get rid of the grocery tax. Well, you think they're probably be all on board with that, low taxes or no taxes, they say. They don't want to pay nothing anyway. They
right.
don't want to pay for they don't want to pay for garbage being picked up, much less groceries. So, you know that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right.
All that stuff. But, no, but like I said, I know he's got a lot of different picks. Some of the cabinet picks he's got. I know the one guy stepped out that Gates, but no, Higgs says he don't know nothing about no military. He don't want women to be in combat. We just have a bunch of men in there, you know. Don't want no women.
Yeah, didn't want women to be in, and General Milley set him straight on that. Said, you know, if you've
passed, you know, and stuff. So.
Yeah, if he said it, and General Milley said, of course, he's retired now, of course, but said, you know, if you've passed the criteria and you've met the, you know, you've met the qualifications, hey, you know, you're a soldier. Thank you,
yeah,
Connor.
Yeah. Well, and then what's his name? Kennedy being a doctor, you don't know nothing about it. No doctor. He's anti-vax. So there's a lot of people love that. He's anti-vaccine. He thinks kids get autism from a vaccine. You know, they don't want to give them a vaccine. Guess they'll all be sick. We'll all die of the flu or COVID or something. We'll all die of the flu. We'll get flu. We'll get pneumonia.
And
then, of course, he said he's trying to get rid of all the healthy, make America healthy again. I'm sure you heard about that. All the stuff, the processed foods, and always he's going to take over the FDA and all this other stuff. You know, all this other mess. But you know, it's like I said, it's a scary time. But you know, and other things, I know solaces. We all let you guys in. But I know the some of these federal prisoners that you know that are in prison. I know when Garland got in there, he didn't want to do any executions. Well, they say Trump's going to expedite them. Hurry up, you know. So they're
oh yeah,
Biden. So pro-life.
They're open.
So
pro-life.
There you go.
Open Biden or do it for life. Your life in prison, like the Boston Marathon guy, and the
right.
guy did the Charleston, and all these other ones. The synagogue in Pittsburgh. He's hoping they'll commute their sentence. He said he can do it, but they said Trump's going to really expedite him. I told somebody said the Ford's barbershop would be Trump's throat chop next.
Well, I mean, here's the thing I've always loved about the Republican Party is they're all pro-life until you're born.
Yeah, you will. They're all pro-life until you're born or commit a crime.
Yeah, you know, so.
You want to be dead when you cross that border. Like that Riley, he was on an interview saying that he's tired of it, that his daughter's deaf. He's tired of it being used political. He's just tired of it. He said, I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. These politicians using my daughter's death for political purposes. Trump and Biden, both of them. He was tired of the
yeah,
parties doing
right.
it. He don't like. Of course, we knew that guy was going to get life. Everybody knew that, so he wasn't going to get off. I mean, we all knew he was going to. So, and if they
sure.
he probably died. Somebody kill him in prison, like Dahmer and some of them serial killers. But no, it's just like I said, we just have to. It's a crazy time. But there was a cartoon today. Guy had his stuff, and he goes, "Yeah, list of stuff we won't mention Thanksgiving table this year. Big long list." 35 pages of it, you know.
Right.
That Thanksgiving table this year, you know, a big long list of political cartoons. So, but I say hang in for the Democrats. Just don't hang in there, and you know, 4 more years. Really, he's got 2 years because as soon as he you know, lifts his hand up, he'll be a lame duck. But like I said, he's got 2 years to see if he can get all this done, and we'll see what happens. Because usually they lose seats anyway. But the Democrats just hang in there, and hopefully here in a couple of years we can get a lot of seats back in the House and Senate and the state too. So y'all just keep up the good work, and I hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Thank
Same
you.
To you, Jeff. Have a good Thanksgiving. Jeff Neal, thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you so much. Do we have another caller?
No one was there
when I picked up. Oh, okay, okay. Caller, if you accidentally got cut off, please call back, because it does happen from time to time. Yeah, you know, 2 years will be gone, Amelia, in no time. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, a couple of years, and it can go by just snap your fingers.
I already gave my notice that April 26th, I'll probably not quit my job, and then I'll be a full-time candidate this time.
You'll be, and now what? Are you going to seek another office? Are you going to do county?
I'm going to do state house. I'm definitely better suited for state house,
right?
Than county commissioner.
Okay.
And so I'm going to run for the seat. I would even welcome. I mean, I haven't had many conversations with the Democratic Party about this, and like I said, I'm super new to everything. But I think what would help is a contested primary. I would love to have a challenger, a Democratic challenger. Maybe let's just have this agreement that we're not going to spend any money. Like, it's just going to be a door knocking,
right?
Signs kind of thing. I'm not really sure, but I would love for every House seat to have a contested primary, get that energy up, get that conversation going. And I mean, I'm just going to spend the next year and a half educating voters on local government, registering voters, talking about the issues, building
it's
power.
It's still a big thing, getting our young people registered.
Yeah, you know, setting up action councils to do this grassroots work. And
We have another phone call for the show. And hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Amelia. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, that's Kathy. Hello, Kathy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for bailing me out again with this fine young lady.
I've got another idea for you. I'll talk to you about later offline.
Okay.
For another person to talk to. I wasn't calling about this, but while I was waiting, listening to Amelia talk about contested primaries, and I think that's a great idea. It brings attention to that August election that, you know, generally doesn't get any attention.
True.
As long as the two candidates agree to support the winner afterwards and help work with them, then I think that would be a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and accept the results.
A lot of people in the Democratic Party think it's a bad thing. It would pull us apart, but I don't really think so.
Right.
I think Rutherford County, I hope that the new chair agrees with me. Like, whoever the new chair of Rutherford County is going to be, I just really want to have an agreement that we can't let this pull us apart. We're doing a contested primary so that we can have more robust conversations. Like, I don't know. I don't want it to be a power trip.
Then you could actually have a debate.
Yes.
You know, instead of just a forum where everybody talks.
Yeah.
What I really called about, and this is something I really don't know the whole answer to. But, you know, we all know abortions are still a needed health resource. So what does a young woman do if she's in need of an abortion and she lives in Tennessee?
Hey, that is something Planned Parenthood can help with. We have a patient navigator. We have a patient navigator. We're going to help you. You know, we're going to find you a healthcare provider out of state. We're going to help you with the logistics of traveling there. Because at this point, abortion is for the privileged. All right. If you can afford.
Yeah, and that's the thing that gets me. Me and Kathy have had this argument. If you're a very wealthy person, and Kathy, I know you agree with me, they're going to have an. If little Susie Q gets out here and gets fooling around,
they'll just put her in an airplane and fly her to New York and get her the best doctor.
Sure.
Or even me, like even married women, like.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, like if the pregnancy is going to be harmful, if I'm at risk, which let's be honest, every single pregnant person is at risk are pregnant. It's always risky, but if I feel like an abortion is the best thing for me and my family, like thankfully I'm not very wealthy, but we can go out of state, right?
Sure.
And so even, I don't know, it's really frustrating that whenever we give the power back to the states, all it meant is that
that
wealthy people can still get their abortions. They just have to travel somewhere else to get them. You know, it's not going to stop them.
Ladies, I'm going to tell you something, Kathy. You and I have talked. I never thought we would ever be having this conversation.
Mm-hmm. No,
two or three years ago, I never thought we'd ever have that. You know, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got a lady that's pregnant here. And there's nothing she can do if there's problems with the child. And any doctor will tell you, and I've said it over and over again, and if any doctors are listening, please, please call in and correct me if I'm wrong, that an abortion is at times a necessary medical procedure.
Mm-hmm. But we have people who are having to leave the state and get their health care somewhere else, like Allie Phillips. She ran for the seat in Clarksville. Allie Phillips needed an abortion. She needed it for her health care. The baby was no longer viable.
Right.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
And
yeah.
She had to travel to New York State. And then by the time she arrived, her baby had sadly already passed in her womb. And she, at that point, needed it. Having to do that, having to leave your family and leave your home, your doctor, and go all the way out of state, pay for hotels and plane tickets and stuff just to get normal health care is awful. And so she's actually one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the state of Tennessee. She is one of seven plaintiffs in this case.
Okay.
And so big shout out to those women sharing their stories, allowing us to hold space for them and to help us channel all of our anger and just bewilderment. And I think humanizing the issue is our most important part of the work right now.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Ed, I don't know if you know this. I'm sure Amelia does, but one of the things that Allie Phillips shared with us after Election Day was that she's pregnant again, and very hopeful that this pregnancy will result in a healthy baby.
Yeah.
Lots of women want to have another child, but if they don't get the help that they need, they may have their lady parts ruined for
exactly.
life, and they may not be able to have another baby.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't say that very well, but you know what I was...
I understand. Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, is women's health care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I am not the person to talk to about women's health care, but I'm smart enough to know that. You know,
I mean,
I've told both y'all this. My wife knows this. Our daughter knows this. I can't hardly take care of me.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, I have to have a doctor tell me what to do. For goodness sakes, I don't know what you women are into. Come on, man.
If the Republican Party is so worried about the sanctity of family and keeping the family together, then doesn't it make more sense that we make very smart, educated decisions on how to grow our families? Because there are women who get pregnant by a man who is not going to be a good father, who is not the person they want to share their life with, to share a child with.
Right.
They don't want that person, like that man, that person to be there, you know, and because you're tied to that person forever.
Yeah.
And then they get together, they get divorced, there's abuse, domestic abuse.
It's not good for the child or for the mother or for anyone.
No.
But, you know, one of our candidates during one of our forums, had something to abortion that I thought it had sort of crossed my mind, but not said this way. And that was Jonathan Yancey. And he said, women should have a choice to decide who will be the father of their child.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And that, you know,
and at this point, some of these bans give a rapist more.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
More.
It's
utterly
ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't know how any judge.
We got to change. We've got to try and make people understand that I get that they want to save babies, right?
But I understand, and I'm with you all the way.
And so we really just need to roll up our sleeves,
right?
Sit across from each other and have some conversations. Or like Ruco Action had the loveliest storytelling event in July. Loved it. Can't wait to do that again. And so we can share our stories and share, you know, just give people a window into what is it like to make this decision, because it's so easy to sit back on your house on the hill and say, judge you, judge here, judge you. But until like it happens to you, unfortunately, until it happens to them, and
that's
then they
right.
start to be like, oh, wait, why can't I make this decision for myself? It's because my Republican congressman has the power, not me. Like, and then it'll start to click. And so maybe the storytelling, because everyone knows someone who's had an abortion. 1 in 4 cisgender women have an abortion before age 45. Before age 45, 1 in 4 cisgender women.
I discovered lots of my friends have. And, you know, that's because of the discussion after Roe v. Wade was overturned. People started coming out and saying, I did. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I didn't know that, you know, but it's something like Ed said, we fought for 50 years ago, never thought that we would have to go through this again.
No, I never thought, I thought, you know, that's, you know, and up until now, ladies, and, you know, I don't mean to make the whole hour about this, but Kathy, you and I, we've been around a while, you know. We've seen this thing, you know, and the members of the Supreme Court had reached the point, I had thought, where they were, and I had listened to some of their rebuttals. I've listened over here on C-SPAN, you know, and where you can hear the taped recordings of oral arguments. And it's like, you know, we've taken this thing, folks, this is far enough, okay? We have what we have. All judges. Where, you know, let's just leave it be, you know? I mean, that was the impression I got, even from the right side of the aisle, was, okay, here we are. And we had Nadine Strossen on, and she said you would have really been surprised at Judge Scalia. I mean, and it was very funny. I mean, it was like, you know, Kathy, you read your book, and I'm going to read my book. And if you don't like a couple of words in it, just put it back on the shelf. We don't have to ban it or burn it. You know, he was reasonable, you know. But there seems to be no reasoning left anymore. Not even on the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Well, I feel like we need to get away from abortion.
All right.
And being like the main topic of conversation when it comes to reproductive rights, because so many conversations that I had this year, people were curious. So I was tabling at MTSU. Okay. Tabling at MTSU, the Meet Murfreesboro event for 2 days. I had a group of 3 boys walk up, like they had kind of walked by and were pointing, and you know, I have to, safety is a big thing with Planned Parenthood. So I'm like, got my eye on you guys. But they came back and they approached the table, and I was just like, hey guys, are you coming to engage in like a friendly way? And they were just like, yeah, we just have some questions. And I was like, okay, cool. So like I took them aside and I said, what are your questions? What do you want to know? And so they had great questions, I guess.
Okay.
And I spoke to them for probably a good 10 minutes. I was lucky though, because I feel like one of the guys, he didn't make his views known, but he was checking his friends for me. Does that make sense? So he was just like, dude, that has nothing to do with this conversation. Like that's, or yeah, you know, no,
okay.
He was checking them. So that's what it was more productive, but trying to just make them understand that reproductive rights is more than abortion, in that we're talking about birth control.
Right.
Even birth control is not protected in Tennessee. And with my personal form of birth control is the Paragard IUD, which is the only non-hormonal IUD available. And my body cannot tolerate hormonal birth control. So that's the only one I will ever use. It's inserted and it's good for 10 years, right?
Okay.
I love it so much. But it's controversial if you believe life begins at conception, because my Paragard IUD prevents a fertilized egg from implanting in my uterine wall.
Okay.
And so they're trying to make, they don't want that form of birth control protected. So whenever we talk about reproductive rights, the conversation is so much more than abortion. And it really just comes down to regulating human bodies. Because right. every human mm-hmm. body is different. And if we write a blanket policy, then people die. Right. Period. People suffer. It's just unnecessary drama that we have to deal with. And this is all because of a pro-life stance so that people can feel like really good people, but then not have to do anything about it.
Well, and Kathy, are you still there?
Oh, yes.
I am, but I need to let y'all get back to your conversation.
No, you're fine. But
there probably were people listening that wanted to know, what happens when someone needs an abortion. And I thought we'd
call Planned Parenthood, and we'll get you checked out. Make sure you're healthy.
It's not going to happen to me, Amelia, because I'm past that age.
Thank you, Kathy.
She always has to bring up the age thing because we're the same age, and she keeps subtly reminding me.
I haven't been of childbearing age for a very long time. My baby's 38.
Okay. But I'm still in my prime, Kathy. I'm in my mid 30s. I'm taking this blue chew.
I'm going to hang up and let y'all finish the show.
Bye,
it was
Kathy.
Nice to talk to you. And I love what you're doing, Amelia. Keep it up, girl.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy. Kathy Watts, everybody. Thank you so much. I'll tell you what. Let's do. Let's go to our last series of breaks, Connor, if we could. And we're here with Amelia. Thank you, Kathy, again for your call. Appreciate it. And we're going to come back right after this. I'm Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We are back. Thank you, Connor. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you very much. Appreciate you so much. Amelia, we've got about 5-6 minutes left here.
Okay.
Where are you going next?
I am still doing grassroots organizing here in Rutherford County, but my focus is shifting because I want to do more coalition work in
right.
Rutherford County. There are several really amazing organizations that are working here.
Okay.
And whenever we talk about the difference between reproductive rights versus reproductive justice, the reproductive justice is defined as the human right to maintain personal bodily autonomy.
Okay.
The right to have children or to not have children.
Right.
And to raise those children in safe and sustainable communities.
Right.
And so that last part, safe and sustainable communities.
Right.
That's a lot. That is strong public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Sockham.
That right.
That is environmental justice so that we have clean water, clean air, soil to grow our food in.
Exactly.
It means that we have strong economy so that we can provide for our families, that our wages are high enough. It means that our
right.
homes are safe to live in.
True.
And so using the reproductive justice framework, it was created by Black and Indigenous women in the 90s because
mm-hmm.
they saw that what was lacking in the women's rights movement was intersectionality, because everyone lives at the intersection of several identities. You can be
sure.
a Black woman, you can be a disabled man, right? Like
right.
we all exist in these intersections. And so making sure that our communities are robust enough to weather any abuse from our government, frankly, is really
right.
important. And so I feel like the work that we need to be doing moving forward is intersectional, and it is to be done in coalition. And so hopefully over the next year, I can build relationships with these community leaders who are doing work within the schools, within the book bannings, and we can kind of come together and maybe get on the same page on how to activate our supporter base here in Rutherford County, because we just don't have a lot of civic engagement, and I really need that to change. And I'm hoping to use the conversation of local government elections in 26 as a way to kind of galvanize people, because I think our biggest hurdle is voter education. And so if we have each of these organizations kind of working to educate voters on their own particular strength, then I feel like we could really make something happen. And voters can feel more confident when they go to the polls about what it is they're voting for when they cast their ballot for that person.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And to get people, especially younger people. I have voted in every election I possibly could since I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so important that, you know, and again, to reiterate what Eric Holder, former Attorney General of the United States, said. General Holder said, and he was under the Obama administration, your local races. This is where this starts, okay? We've got the biggest problem with this book banning thing right now. And we're going to have some cooler heads that prevail.
I was at that last school board meeting, and it was the largest turnout that I've ever seen there. It made me feel really, like, just excited to know that people are starting to pay attention and actually attending these meetings. And it gives me hope. I'm hoping to see a lot more faces tomorrow at the Election Commission meeting.
Right.
Because I'm going there. Organized Tennessee will be there. I can't wait to talk to Adam because I'm trying to educate voters on how to be poll workers, on how to
sure.
do voter protection.
Right.
You know, like, maybe some voters alliance is needed here in Rutherford County.
Sure.
You know, we need to talk about voter restoration rights. And so, I don't know. I guess my path is just voter education. It's building trust in marginalized communities.
Right.
It's storytelling, you know, it's community building, strengthening the ties that already exist, and then just kind of creating a safe, open space for not just like Democrat women, but independent voters, Republican voters that want to know more about reproductive rights. There's probably a Republican voter out there who believes that abortion should be legal, but they
I'll
don't feel safe.
I'll guarantee you there is.
Exactly.
Because
it's a winning issue. 7 out of 10 states voted for abortion access this year. And so we know that they're out there. It's just about creating the safe spaces to have civil conversations that put the focus on facts and compassion and, like, real solutions instead of just bickering and arguing over when life begins. And so... that is, you know, I guess I just want to, again, talk about reproductive justice because the key is centering the most affected. Those most affected by the issues should be the ones educating us, you know, or should be the ones leading us and telling us what we need to do. And whenever we talk about reproductive justice, it's a human right. It's about access, not just legality. Because it can be legal, but if we don't have providers in rural areas, if it's not affordable, then it's still not accessible. And so reproductive justice is about access, not just legality. And then it's not just about abortion. It's about comprehensive sex ed. It's about contraception, STI care, even alternative birth options.
Sure.
You know, not everyone has to have a baby in the hospital, right? We have doulas. So we should have the freedom to make those choices for ourselves. And to do that, we really have to look at the power systems that are in place. So these systemic oppression is a very real thing. We need to talk about that. We need to address those intersecting oppressions. So someone who is a disabled American, they are up against so many other barriers that I'm not up against, right? So what does that mean? How can I help them? Centering the most marginalized and joining together across all these issues.
Amelia Pont has been our guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Amelia, and thank you for the work you're continuing to do and the work you're going to do. Connor, thank you. I want to tell you all something. In the last couple of weeks, I had considered not doing this broadcast anymore. Well, and I know that makes a lot of people really happy. Well, I've got some bad news for you. I've decided to keep going as long as the good Lord will put breath in my lungs and as long as this station will let me say what I can say. So if you got a problem, you can talk to the management here, but I have a feeling you're not going to get very far. For Amelia and for Connor and for all of us here at WGNS, we're going to get out of here and make room for our next show. Until next Sunday at 8 o'clock. Go ahead and play us out, Connor, if you would. I'll catch you down the road. Good night.